What's going on, everybody? We are back in live and direct on Easy Talk Live. I hope you guys are ready for a fun time. We have some really cool, amazing, spectacular guests, and I am just stoked to announce who these guests are. We are doing it the easy way every Thursday, 10:30 a.m. Don't forget it. We got them in queue in the studio right now. We got Ozone on the show today, guys. Ozone, the man, the myth, the legend himself, Ozone. Yes, Shabadoo from Breaking 1 to Breaking 2 is going to be on the show today. We're now very happy to announce him, as well as Jarvie Hutcherson, the president of the Multicultural Motion Picture Association. And it's going to be amazing. So let's get this show started, shall we?
You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby. And we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com. And follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric E.Z. Zuli.
What's going on, everybody? Good morning. We're about to do the show. I got him in the studio with us, guys. I'm a fan. I'm popping, locking right now. I mean, I'm what is it called? Animation. I'm doing some animation right now. I got so many goosebumps. We got my man Shabadoo in the house, guys, on Easy Talk Live with us. Shabadoo, what's up, my man? How you feeling?
I'm good, man. How are you doing? Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm just excited, brother. It's a great, wonderful day. God is just shining upon everybody. The Stop Tour is crack-a-lacking right now. I know you've heard about that. We're a voice for nonprofit, and I had to get myself motivated to interview somebody that is the likes of you. You know, I had to get on YouTube, and I was going through all the old school, going through Breakin' and going through Breakin' 2 and going through, like, all the charity efforts you've done and the awards and stuff that you got going on. And, I mean, man, I have so many fans that want to know what you've been up to. It's crazy ridiculous. I don't even know where to start, man. So I'm just going to let you just go ahead and start it off.
Well, gee, I mean, there's just so much activity. You know, from day to day, I have my hands in a lot of different pots, so to speak. My main focus is creating opportunities for young people to be able to prosper in a culture that has been my saving grace in a lot of ways. So I'm just, you know, extremely grateful to be able to be in that position, to be able to offer these opportunities for people and to have had some great opportunities in my life. So, I mean, that seems to be taking my day-to-day, activities. You know, I'm a writer, I'm a director, so I write my own material, whether it be a screenplay, reality shows, live performances, what have you. So there's just tons of things. There's tons of things, but I tell you, number one, my focus that I'm focusing on not right now and in keeping with my youth directive, I've kind of, me and my management company as well as my publicist, we have created the Shining Star Award. It's a global initiative to honor and recognize young people that are striving to be their absolute best. And so commencing November of this year, I will go to three locations here in Los Angeles. No one knows where yet. It'll be a bit of a surprise. And I will award the Shining Star Award to a young person that exemplifies the values that I hold and that we hold, and one that shows an example to other young people in terms of how they carry themselves and how they approach their craft, their artistry. The Shining Star Award.
I love it, man. I'm right there with you. And then going back to what you're saying, you know, God will give you gifts, but the question is, what are you going to do with those gifts? You know what I mean? And that's what, one of the things I have to say we respect you for is because you are looking to you know, to open doors and to honor people and recognize people for their achievements. I mean, that's what Easy Way is all about, man. That's what we're doing as well. And we, you know, as you know, we have the STOP Tour, which is a voice for nonprofit. You know, we're supporting the Peace Fund, peacefund.org. And we have a lot of different people supporting this. And you know, as far as the Shining Star Award goes, I mean, you know that the Easy Way Broadcasting and your fans page has got to get the first dibs on that. So you got to hit me behind the scenes and we'll make sure we let everybody know. And so what type of individuals are you looking for to honor with this award?
Well, yeah, again, young people that are dedicated to their craft, specifically dancing. I mean, I'm a dancer, so I'm promoting dance and hip-hop from that perspective, street dance from that perspective. But also one that is striving to do well in school and has a direction in their life. I'm not in the market. We're not in the market of, you know, in awarding young people that are hoodlums. I mean, they could be great dancers, but outside of the dance arena, if they're, you know, stealing, looting, you know, bullying and so forth, then that's something that we can't get behind.
Yeah, man, I got to give you the kid ovation for that one. You are, you know, it's awesome that you're looking at that, and that's a good message to a lot of the individuals out there that, you know, not only can you be a good dancer, but you have to have, you know, you should have a good education. You should have smarts. You should, you know, you should be doing something with your talents, you know, and that's what we always look to recognize. We also recognize individuals in the city and county of Los Angeles, and I've honored people for a little bit now. That's what it's all about, man. It's all about a positive message. And, you know, we also want to give a shout-out, guys, to Alantino Brown, okay? That's why this whole interview is happening right now. Alantino Brown from Soul Train back in the day is also part of our team, helped put this thing together. So we appreciate your time, Shabadoo. So we're going to get right into this, man. So we have a lot of questions, fans. I have some questions. Tell us a little bit about stepping stone process of your success, you know, when you're a kid to, you know, who you might have met, you know, how did it all happen? How was that first chance that you got to hit break-in or what, you know, I mean, just talk to us how it happened.
Okay. You know, I'll try to, you know, compact the atom and give you the Reader's Digest version of what I feel is a magical life and an extremely fortunate life and career that I have managed to have, you know. But I started off as most inner city kids, you know, I was a welfare baby, and growing up in the inner city Chicago project homes and once we moved out of the project homes, other low-income areas of Chicago, and had lots of brushes with gang activity and drug use and other sorts of debilitating behaviors. But I can only liken my journey to God's good graces. I just always loved dance, and I was, you know, I've always been dancing since I was like 3 or 4 years old. And it was my mom's decision to move us from Chicago back in circa 1971, I believe, and we moved to Placentia, California. And while living in Placentia, California, me and my sister Fawn, who's an ex-Soul Train dancer as well, and one of the original gang, we went to a BSU, a Black Student Union contest, and we entered the contest, and we met a gentleman there named Campbell Locke Jr., and he was dancing with Lynn that night. And he took first place, and me and my sister took second, and we formed a friendship, and that led to me going on the Soul Train in Chicago. Now, we did make a visit to the original Soul Train we made our foray to the Soul Train in Los Angeles but me and my sister had made our appearance on the original Soul Train in Chicago at that point. And so it was within months of being on that show that I became one of the original Lockers, founding member of the Lockers, with Tony Basil, Rerun, Fred Berry, we called him Mr. Penguin, Slim the Robot, Don Campbellot Campbell, whom the dance is named after, and was the creator of the dance, Locking, or Campbell Locking, if you will. Locking is a lexicon term for Campbell Locking, which locking includes, you know, a half a dozen or a dozen, maybe even a dozen other dance forms combined. And we went on to change, you know, the face of dance. And after being with that group, I think Fred Berry had, you know, left the group to become one of the stars of What's Happening. And Tony Basil left the group to pursue a recording career, you know, Tony Basil with Hey Mickey, You're So Fine, You're So Fine, blah, 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 song. And I started to work both sides of the fence. You know, I was working with Tony Basil as her assistant and lead dancer in her show. And then I was also managing the Lockers at one point. And about circa 1978, 77, I left the group. The group disbanded. I went solo, and one of my first big breaks was performing on Broadway with Bette Midler in her Divine Madness show, and that changed the face of dance. I during that time, I had met a group of guys, which I call the sister act of the Lockers movement. They were in the gay community here in Los Angeles, and they were doing a dance form called punking. I took this dance form, which was basically housed in a homosexual community, and infused it with a heavy dose of locking and created what the world has come to know as whacking, that particular style that I popularized around the world. And so it became, you know, I started to have lots of phone calls, touring with everybody. I got a documentary sold with Topper Carew called Breaking and Entering. We did for Rainbow Production. I went on to serve as the talent coordinator and choreographer of that documentary. And a couple years later, I was signed to star in a film called Body Rock, which we now affectionately call or refer to as Body Flop. But I was taken off of that movie because they said that they wanted a guy that girls would like, which I thought was, oh, my God, okay. So I go across town and I meet with Menachem Golden, rest in peace, and to choreograph a film called Breakin'. And during that meeting, he asked me if I could act, and I said, well, you know, I'm from Chicago. And he said, okay, Shabadoo from Chicago, why don't you go to the casting? And I auditioned for the lead. The lead was Ozone, and it was scripted for an 18 or 19-year-old. And at this point, I was 30 years old, 29, going on 30. And I auditioned for Ozone. And the line, I believe, that got me the film was, they said, well, they kind of fed me the line. They said, you know, who's next? And I said, Ozone, street dancer. And it kind of got quiet in the room. And it was like, okay, well, thank you. And so, you know, I got in my car. I was like, okay, I don't care. I just want to choreograph the movie. You know, he's an 18 or 19-year-old. I'm already a grown man, you know. And I get, you know, not too far away from the studio, and my agent called me and said they wanted you for Ozone, the lead in the film. So I was like, oh, okay. And so that began the era, what I call the break-in era of my career, like the Soul Train era, the Locker era, the Shabadoo era, you know, because prior to that, as I stated before, I was on Broadway with Bette Midler, and I was offered my own television series by Steve Allen, who introduced me to Nick Vanoff, who owned Sunset Gower Studios, and the late Brandon Tartikoff, who was the president of NBC, and I was given my own television series called The Big Show. And we kind of revolutionized dance again, working with David Winters from West Side Story. We created a kind of mix of musical theater meets street dancing, and did these huge production numbers, and I cast, you know, Pat Davis, Anna Lollipop Sanchez, and other Electric Boogaloo, whom I introduced to Tony and got them started, and Anna Sanchez, and, you know, Poppin' Taco and Boogaloo Shrimp and all that kind of stuff. And so that kind of just snowballed and led up to where I'm at today. So,
man, I thank you so much for sharing that story with us, man. You really got into detail. I appreciate it. I'm still on, oh, Mickey, you're so fine, blah, blah, blah. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
So you know, it's, what do you feel in your career? I mean, you're in your, I hope I'm not, you know, I know people don't like age and stuff, but I want to highlight how long you've been doing this. You're in your 50s, you're in your 40s?
Well, okay, let me set your mind at ease. I am absolutely proud of my age. I worked for every minute of it, and I lived every minute of it. And I'm not shy about stating my age. I know it's been posted all over Facebook and social media everywhere, and I'll state it here. I turned 59 in May, and so I'm approaching 60 years old, and I'm proud of my age, and I'm not ashamed to say it.
And you're still popping a lock in for charity and great causes, man. You don't look a day over. I mean, well, thank you for sharing that with us, man. So you're going on to your 60s, and you've had, you know, you're going into the legend era in the dance world. You know, a lot of people look up to you. What would you say you're most accomplishing? I know this is a lot. I'm probably making your head smoke here, but if you were to look back into everything from the beginning of when it first started to where it is now in your closest, you know, the 60s, what would you say your most accomplished piece of your career has been?
My most accomplished piece of my career, I would say, is the inspiration that I have provided young people all around the world, the influence that I have in their dance all around the world. So when I see a young person doing what I love to do and what I help to instigate, if not singularly instigated, and has since perpetuated throughout the decades, I feel it is my crowning achievement.
So is there anything in particular you can think of, any events or any people you've worked with? And like, you know, Michael Jackson had the whole We Are the World thing. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, I've been asked this question in various ways, or, you know, over time. And I've answered in the same way I'm about to answer you now, and I'm not being coy. Whatever project and what I am working on and whatever moment I am involved in, it is my most special moment. So I don't look back at things with fondness in the way that I think, well, you know, that is my most favorite. No, in its moment, it was the most favorite. Like, for instance, right now, being on the phone with you and being able to communicate with people around the world, it's my crowning moment right now. So I have often asked, you know, what's your favorite song? I said, the one I'm dancing to.
Exactly. I'm your most memorable moment. You guys heard that.
Yes, you are.
Shabadoo's most memorable moment. I love it. All right, Shabadoo, if you don't mind, we're going to go to a quick commercial break here. And when we come back, I'm going to bring my beautiful Easy Way angel, Sonia, on board with us to kind of spice this up a little bit. And then we have a whole other direction we're going to go. We're going to do some interactive stuff, give some fans some chances to ask you some questions. Guys, remember, okay, the lines are open, 914-338-1303. The fans page is Easy Way Broadcasting, the letter E, letter Z. Just hit us up on our message. We're watching for you. And so we're going to go a quick commercial break. Shabadoo, don't go nowhere. We'll be right back, guys.
Life is hard for outlaw the easy way. Life is hard for outlaw the easy way. Life is hard for outlaw the easy way. Life is hard for outlaw the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way. You're doing it the easy way. All of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zhu Li, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell, the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Eric Zhuli. If you want to know how to make money on the internet and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with their celebrities, showing you the hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
Easy Way Broadcasting presents the Stop Tour, being held on September 27th at Buzzfeed East, Los Angeles, California. This event is supported by celebrities such as Ashley Aragota, Megan Henry, Shane Sparks, Matthew Jacob Wayne, Zach Callison, Karina Rico, Jackie Christie, Adrian Paul, Vincent M. Ward, Risa Gray, Ernie Singleton, Lacey Kay, the Hollywood It Guy Eric Zhuli, and many more. This event is in support of thepeacefund.org. Performances by Deirdre Barnes, Justin Bieber's dancer, Angelique Bates from All That, Breaking Tempo, The Easy Way Angels, and many more. This event is sponsored by WTV Network, Fan TV, Music That Pays, Actors Reporter, AANM Promotions, Magic Image Hollywood Magazine, Teens on Air, Faithy J Entertainment, and slots are still open. For more information, visit www.easywaybroadcasting.com or go to our group by searching Stop Tour. Tickets are going fast, so visit the website now. And if you'd like to perform, cover, or sponsor the event, email us at booking@easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. This event promises to have amazing substance on Google and tremendous interaction on social media. The Stop Tour by Easy Way Broadcasting. Visit our group and post what you'd like to see stopped. And don't forget to hashtag Easy Way and hashtag Stop Tour.
All right, guys, yeah, make sure that you tune into the Stop Tour. So this is our portion where we bring in our beautiful Easy Way angel, Sonia Harley. She's in the house. What's up, Sonia? Sonia, how you feeling, girl? How you feeling?
Hey.
There you
I'm
are.
Feeling
there you are.
Awesome. I have something that I want to do really quick.
All right, well, hold on.
Are you ready?
Before,
1, 2, 3. We love you, Shabba.
Aww.
That's a whole bunch of girls that are at my house right now. And
Sonia's got all their Shabadoo fans. I love it. So, all right, guys. Now, remember, the Stop Tour, you can go to the Stop Tour group or the fans page if you want to get involved. Tickets are available. All the information is posted on that fans page or that group. This is supporting the peacefund.org, which helps kids all over the world. This is Adrian Paul's charity, which plays Highlander. And we have over 31 different celebrities, 19 different media companies, a couple sponsors, and shout-outs to everybody. I'm proud to announce, guys, check this out. We have our Hollywood The Easy Way group. As you guys know, if you're a fan of us, you are part of that group. You're a member. We just broke 6,000 members. Woo! Love it. Got to throw that announcement out. So we are going to get back with Shabadoo. Shabadoo, are you there? What's up, brother?
Yes, I am.
All right, Shabadoo, we'll meet our beautiful angel, Sonia Harley. She's got her groupie fans there saying what's up to you. Sonia, are you there?
I know. Did you hear that, Shaba?
Yeah, what? I didn't hear that. Repeat that.
You didn't hear? Did you hear your cheering squad a little second ago?
No, I didn't.
Okay, guys, ready? We love you, Shabadoo!
Oh, my God. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So you never know.
I've been a little slumber party at my place last night. a lot of cute girls hanging out. And so what we did was I kind of went online and we looked you up and we watched a few like little clips of footage and stuff from you breaking like in the movie, and it was really awesome. You know, it was just like, wow, okay.
Okay, Sonia, we're gonna jump into the fan callers. We got some fans that want to talk to Shabadoo. So I'm going to go ahead and let you answer the calls because you never know what you're going to get with the beautiful angels. We got Sonia Harley. So we got Tanya Jackson. Sonia, go ahead and find out what they want to hear from Shabadoo.
Hey, Tanya. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing amazing, and I'm super excited to have Shaba on our show today. So you
yes,
have any
I
questions
am.
For Shaba? Is that why you're calling in?
Yes.
Awesome. What would you like to ask the amazing Shabadoo?
I would like to ask the amazing Shabadoo, how does he feel in this business or industry, how does he keep the longevity as far as the new people coming up in the industry these days?
Oh, wow, that's a really good question.
Good question, yeah.
Yeah, it's an excellent question, actually. To answer it honestly, it's been a fight to the finish in a lot of ways, and the fight has not been with young people because I promote them to achieve their aspirations, their dreams, what have you. But there is a growing misconception out there that's being fueled by some unsavory, unscrupulous promoters that are selling, you know, a false bill of goods to a lot of young people, telling, you know, giving them the impression that they don't really need to work for what they do, or proclaiming them as legends and masters and things, and they haven't really worked for it. So the battle, again, is not with young people. It's with these promoters and some dance studios as well. But I tell you, the way I maintain my sanity and my longevity is to stay focused on what my directive is, to be guided by God, if you will, or the spirit, if you will, and, you know, just keep my focus on what I do and what I love, you know, and starting my day and starting my dance as though I'm a kid. So being childlike keeps me in the game.
Great answer. Well, Tanya, thank you so much for calling in, and we appreciate you. We do see that you're a fan of Easy Way as well. I see that you're one of our friends. I'm glad that we could get you a chance to interact with somebody that you used to watch on TV. And so I hope you keep listening to the show. Thank you so much. And if you have any other questions, please post your comments on the Easy Way Broadcasting fans page, and we'll see if we can get Shabadoo to answer them for you. Thank you so much for calling in. I'm sorry. Go ahead and say your byes to Shabadoo. I clicked the button wrong.
I just want to say I'm very proud of you, Mr. Shabadoo, and I appreciate everything you've done. And you keep on blessing people, and great job.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. See, there you go. There's my secret to longevity right there.
All right, so we're going to go
awesome.
Ahead and get you off. I don't want to cut you off again, Tanya. Thank you for listening. Okay, so awesome. Good stuff. Now, Shabadoo, you have some stuff going on internationally, okay? After doing some research, I know you have some entertainment points, and you're like a president of artist development, and you do workshops, you do classes, you do a lot of stuff, and I know you do a lot of stuff in Germany and Europe. Let's talk a little bit about. I mean, we don't have a whole lot of time, but I definitely want to give you a chance to let all the fans know how they can get at you internationally.
Well, you know, dancing internationally is always fun. It's always nice to interact with you know cultures outside of America. And so I'm very excited about going to Germany. I'm going to Frankfurt, Germany. I'll be there September 6th. It's promoted by Tankman and his crew. I think it's Osman and Emmanuel. And they put on a great, you know, program. A young kid who just won Got to Dance in Germany named Majed. He's a hip-hop dancer, so he's on the bill as well. So I'm very excited about that. And then on September 7th, I'll be in Hanover, Germany, at the Dynamic Dance Studios owned by Orlando and and promoted by his partner, Danny, I think, is also his manager. So that would be on September 6th and 7th. And, again, that's what excites me. I'll go back. I'll go over to London and do some work there in London and provide some, maybe some workshops there and provide some, hopefully, in Poland, I think we're looking at. And then also France. So, again, it's always exciting.
I think that's awesome. Hey, Shabadoo, I have a question for you. Because I do have some friends who are pop walkers, dancers, boogaloers, and all of that, right? And I met Bill the Slim, the robot or whatever, from Soul Train. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, he was one of the fellow founding members of the Lockers, yes.
Yeah, I met him when I did a show at Home in Beverly Hills like about a week and a half ago, and Boo Boo, the Poo Poo Man was there from Parliament. So it was like super fun because I do stuff with the funk band. But my question to you is, your style of when you did breaking, you know, that particular style of pop walking and boogalooing dance and all that, it's really not as prevalent now as it was then. And, like, so compared to America, and you go to all these other different places where dancing is just, like, prime, you know, like in Japan and Germany, different places like that, are they gravitating and holding on to that dance style and keeping it alive more so than we are here in America?
Yeah, I would say so. And in a lot of ways, it's kind of, in some, a lot of ways have basically owned it and have taken the culture from us. And it's on one hand, it's bittersweet. On one hand, it's wonderful to see how much they've embraced it and the love that they have for it. But on the other hand, they show lack of respect for the people who created it. And our own people are not even promoting it here in the United States. And we've created, you know, a sort of cottage enterprise that has mushroomed to be a, you know, multi-billion-dollar industry. But yet the real, I'm talking about the authentic people that have created and the real pioneers that are verifiable, if you do your timeline research, I'm not really given the full credit and weight that we should. So it's
exactly
it's
that's
sweet.
Why I want to ask you that question, because for me, you know, like I have a lot of friends that are into the craft. They're dancers, pop walkers, you know, West Coast pop walkers with Big Cool Boy and all that. And it's like I'm thinking, why is it that this is something that was created here, but a lot of these other countries are taking it and they're running with it, and they're doing an amazing job when you watch them because they study so hard. But then it's like, over here, we need to find a way to get back to own it again, because the people who pioneered it, like you said,
okay,
like
Sonia, we have to get to the next segment. I'm sorry, but you're completely right.
Okay.
If anything else, guys, remember you can go to Easy Way Broadcasting on our fans page. Shabadoo, I have one last question for you. This is the biggest frenzy right now. This is the biggest viral thing going on right now. When I challenge you to the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, will you accept? Will you dump a bucket of ice over your head for a charity?
Absolutely not. I am not. You know, I've seen a number of people doing it. I'm not going to dump a bucket of ice water on my head. No, I am not. No, you know, but I tell you, I laud everyone else that does it, and I enjoy watching them do it, but I'm not going to do that. And I do support ALS, but I'd say before we close, I really want to mention about Soulbridge Entertainment and the wonderful things we're doing there. And, again, you can see it on www.shabadoo.com and go to our Facebook page. We are a new record company, a new entertainment entity that's going to be reckoned with in the months and years to come. So I just wanted to make sure.
We're going to be talking about behind the scenes, man, because that's what we're about, is opening up doors for independents and charities. And we'll be promoting the heck out of everything that you got. So if anybody goes to our stuff, they'll know about your stuff. I promise that. And thank you so much for your time, man. I have so many other questions. The fans have questions. But, of course, we do have a format of the show. We want to have you at our Stop Tour on September 27th at Busby's with a lot of people. We'll be talking. I'll talk to you more behind the scenes on it. And I know that you're all about supporting anti-bullying, cyberbullying, and we've been talking to your team. So we'll talk more about that. And you guys stay tuned to see what we might do with Shabadoo the Easy Way. And if I could ask you a favor, sir, Because, you know, we're friends and everything. You know what to do, man. Say, I'm Shabadoo. You guys remember me from breaking his ozone, and I'm doing it the easy way. Well, don't say I'm doing it, but say you're doing it, but you actually
okay.
Say what I.
Okay, I'll do that when we're ready. Let me know
go
when we're
it.
Ready.
Go for it, man.
Hi, I'm Shabadoo. Okay, hi, I'm Shabadoo, and you probably know me from Breaking and Breaking 2, among other projects in my life, and I like to say I'm on Easy Radio, and I do it the easy way.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it, brother. You are the man. I appreciate Shabadoo. So, guys, that is Shabadoo, the man, the myth, the legend himself from Breaking 1, Breaking 2. He's doing a lot of amazing things. If you want to know more about what he's doing, go to our fans page, Easy Way Broadcasting, and we'll make sure that we help you interact to any questions you might have with him. Shabadoo, you're welcome to stay on the show. And if you want to meet our next guest, we'd love for you to meet him. He is the president of the Multicultural Motion Picture Association, as well as the founder of the American Society of Young Musicians. He walks carpets like the Emmys, the Golden Globes, the Oscars. It goes on and on. He was an amazing creator of the multicultural entertainment film and audio music industry. They've honored Whoopi Goldberg, and it goes on and on and on who they've honored. You might be a great candidate. Love for you to stay on and meet him if you can.
When do you plan to have him on?
I'm bringing him on right after this commercial, man. So we'll have you guys meet really quick, and then we'll let you get to what you got to do because I know that you got to go. I know your schedule.
Yeah, because I would like to ask him a couple questions.
Okay, perfect. Sounds good. All right, guys, so we're going to go a quick commercial.
Great.
As you know, we own WTV Networks, which is like a Huffington Post, giving you that entertainment news. And when we come back, we'll have Jarvie Hutcherson and Shabadoo meeting each other. We'll be right back. You're listening to Easy Talk Live.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Azuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
All right, guys, so yeah, go to thewtv.com. You'll love the footage. You can see Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, and everybody down and all the wonderful stuff we do in Hollywood the easy way. So we are proud to announce our next guest, Jarvie Hutcherson, the president of the Multicultural Motion Picture Association. He is on the show, Easy Talk Live. We are proud to have you, Jarvie. How are you feeling today?
I'm doing great, Eric. Everything's going great. Just been extremely busy with the primetime Emmys here, so we're all excited and very honored to come forward with Hollywood Biggest Night in Television.
Yeah, man, you got the Ace Hotel. I mean, that's a big hotel. It's a nice spot. Well, before we get into your interview, Jarvie, I want to introduce you to my good friend and our team's good friend, Shabadoo, who has, you know, he's really remembered from Ozone, from Breaking 1 and Breaking 2. He had a couple questions for you, sir. Shabadoo, meet Jarvie. Jarvie, meet Shabadoo.
Hi, Jarvie. How are you?
I'm fine, Shabadoo. How's everything going?
Everything's going wonderful. I thought that...
Great.
I'm absolutely thrilled that you're on the show and I have the opportunity to interface with you. And I had, you know, a couple of questions. One is specifically dealing with the tremendous amount of resistance, if you will, getting projects funded and produced in Hollywood that primarily are started by a minority, if you will, and you know, here it is. I've starred in two motion pictures that have spawned many motion pictures in its wake, and I find it difficult to get a picture made with a black person in the lead in a street dance film, even though my films have made over $100 million. In Hollywood, and what is it that we aren't doing correctly, and that what we might be able to do? We have a dynamite screenplay. We certainly have a track record, but the multicultural community out there is not in support of it. They only see a street dance film starring Channing Tatum. What's going on here?
Well, numerous things are occurring. We have to be honest and practical. We have seen a lot of changes, and we have seen that diverse films and diversity is being more embraced than ever before, and more of these pictures are doing exceptionally well in terms of motion pictures. But it certainly is very difficult that you see very much qualified top actors that could be in leading roles, and they're not being always put in them, and also the studios are not taking very much chances now, because at the point where we are right now, they're not at high as in terms of dollar wise as they have been for many years, that they are being more cautious about what they're putting out and who's getting behind it. And you're finding a lot of more things are being put on by production companies, and a lot of the dollars are not as privileged of putting out there as much as it has been in the past, but it's still no excuse. I think it's just we're seeing some progress, but we're not getting as quickly as I think we possibly should. And there is a lot of avenues that we're trying to see happen more and make things happen much better for actors and production companies coming up and needing to be funding. But it's not I can't say for sure how it's going to happen, when it's going to happen, but I know that we have been in many meetings and discussed this and trying to come up with some ways that we could not feel that we're neglecting anyone being elected on any end, because you have to look at all the different, when you're dealing with multicultural, you have to deal with everyone. And there's a lot of other cultures that are not doing very good at all. So we're trying to make some strides to make it better.
Okay. That's understandable. Well, in any case, maybe post this interview, we can exchange contact information and continue this dialogue behind the scenes and see what we can do.
You guys don't want me to say your numbers on air? I'll give you guys each other's numbers right now if you want.
If
you give it to them now on air, then the whole world would know our numbers. So I don't know.
Come on.
We hope we have you out for the on the eve of Hollywood's biggest night on Sunday night. We're having our big event for the multicultural. We put on every year our annual night before our pre Emmy party that we have each year, and it is a place to be. And this year we're doing it right near the Nokia Hotel. Theater, where the actual taping of the telecast is going to be the following day, that Monday, and we would love to have you to join us, well, along with other celebs that are being recognized and honored, in which the Easy Way is one of our sponsors, and Eric is on our board, so we would love for you to join us at the new trendy vintage hotel, the Ace Hotel. It just opened up in January, and we're one of the first entertainment organization has gone into this particular hotel, and we hope you could join us.
Well, gee, that sounds wonderful, and I appreciate the invitation. Maybe, Eric, you can send this information to me via, Jarvis's invite via email, either on Facebook or
trust me, I'll hook it all up. We'll do it the easy way. We'll get it connected. But I'll just give you guys each other's numbers now. It's 555-5555. I'm just kidding. All right, so Shabadoo, I'm gonna let you go, brother. We're gonna get to Jarvis' interview here, and we will get on off air. I'll get you guys both connected. You can talk a little bit. We'll make it happen. We really appreciate
it. Sounds good. I would love to continue our conversation, and certainly we could try to help be very helpful in making more things happen.
Wonderful, Jarvis. It's a pleasure to meet you, and I will talk to you soon.
My pleasure.
Good luck, you guys. Had a blast. Thank you for everything.
All right. Thanks, Shabadi. We appreciate you, brother. All right, guys. So we are going to go into our next segment. Our next guest, we got Jarvis Hutchison from the president of the Multicultural Motion Picture Association. And this is funny, man. There's like six. The numbers are just dropping. Boom, 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 boom. Shabadi's gone? Okay, we're out of here. All right. Well, I see how it is, guys. No, I'm just kidding. So we still got a couple callers in the queue. We're going to see what we can do about grabbing some callers here to talk to Mr. Jarvis. But going into it, guys, a little bit of information about the Multicultural Motion Picture Association. They do help honor and help students who is trying, they're trying to get funding for you know, student filmmakers, as well as young artists, young musicians trying to do their thing. They offer a membership situation to open up doors. Jarvie's been in the business for many, 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 many years. They've honored very, very, very high level individuals. The Easy Way movement, we have an award that we actually honor individuals through the association. I've known Jarvie for about 9 years, proud to call him a friend. First recipient of my award was Larry Namer, the co-founder of E! Entertainment. Second recipient was my good friend and partner, Shelley Hunt, the founder of Women of Global Change. And now we got Jarvie, and we got an amazing event coming up. Jarvie, I think a lot of the fans are going to want to know about this Emmys event that's coming up. You know, we can go into more detail and offer some free tickets, or I mean, what's up? Let's talk about it.
Well, we're in our sixth annual of the pre-Emmy party that we have each year, and this is where the entertainment community from all over the world that's in town for the Emmys come out, and the Woo-hoo! Fact that it is downtown. Yeah, we're right downtown where all the action is happening at. So it's a wonderful event. We raise dollars for our young filmmakers, and this is what it's all about, that we are coming together and sharing and having a good time and paying recognition to several of our honorees, such as Marla Gibbs, and the Easy Way Achievement Award is going to Eric. What is the gentleman that was selected by you this year? I know he's a very producer, director, and playwriter. What is it? The gentleman's name is very dynamic.
The gentleman's name, which is also going to be on our show, and you're going to be medium live on air, Jarvie, his name is Nobert Brown Jr. He is the creator of the character George Jefferson on The Jefferson.
Yes, very well respected in the entertainment industry and very well know his name, and we're very honored to even have him being able to attend and be a part of the festivities, in which it's been known for the past years by the trades, Hollywood Reporter, and Variety, the place to be for on the eve of Hollywood's biggest night. So certainly there are anyone that are interested in coming out. We try not to make it so exclusive just to the entertainment community. We open up tickets for the public to be able to attend. And certainly, Eric, I'm quite sure if anyone wants to reach, they may contact our office at the direct number. Is it fine that I give the number?
Yeah, go for it, or they can go to our fans.
Certainly, 310-497-4554. Again, 310-497-4554. Or they may go to our website, the Multicultural Motion Picture Association on Facebook, that we're listed under Multicultural Motion Picture Association, the MMPA.
Now, so let's talk a little bit about what the Multicultural Motion Picture Association is and some of the events that you've done in the past. If you could name five of your biggest events, Jarvie.
Certainly.
Yeah,
well, next year we'll be going back doing our big awards show, in which we have networks involved, which is the annual Diversity Awards. We do an Oscar luncheon for our student filmmakers. We have a meet and greet reception for our membership. We have in California about 325 members, but over the United States we have a total of over 1,600 members. And we are very honored to have, we're growing leaps and bounds. And then we also have our, we do a theater each year. We do a theater outing for the members each year. And we also we do this event for the Emmys each year, and we do a fun night for entertainment of the Oscar party that we have each year. So these are the numerous things that we do as fundraisers to raise dollars for our young student filmmakers and for some of the other causes that we support as well.
Yeah, and guys, if you search really hard, I believe it was an Oscar event, correct me if I'm wrong, Jarvie, where you honored Claudia Jordan, which are both good friends of ours.
That was at the Emmy party last year, Eric. That's what's going on this coming Sunday. That's where Claudia was honored, and we hope that she will be back with us on Sunday night to present some of the awards that evening.
Awesome. Well, yeah, Claudia's been a friend of mine for, 7-8 years, and we actually, we've helped each other for quite some time, but if you guys search really hard, you might find a picture, and this has never been done with Claudia Jordan, okay? You might find a picture, And if you're lucky, I'll even look for this picture, and I'll try to post it on the fans page. We'll do like a contest just for you guys to see this picture. Never been done. I'm holding Claudia in my arms on the red carpet. And I recall that. Yeah, you've never seen a face like her facial expression, because people have not done that to her. And I walked over to her, I was like, hey, Claudia, I got a surprise for you. I picked her up, held her, and the red carpet picture, her hair was on her face. It was just amazing. So come to the fans page. Pretty soon we'll post that. It was a lot of fun. And so that was a great event. You know, we had Shane Sparks there, which was supporting as well. Aretha Gray got honored, which is one of our hosts on Easy Way Broadcasting. Talk to us about, you know, I think you've honored Whoopi Goldberg, am I right? Halle Berry. I mean, you've honored some pretty big people. Like you know, how do people get honored?
Well, we honor, you know, at the actual Diversity Awards, we honor, we have the Innovator Award, the Trailblazer Award, the Lifetime Achievement Award, the Spirit Award, the Innovator Award, and there's about 8 other names I've not naming right off the top of my head, but these awards are presented for various honors of diversity in the entertainment industry, that these celebs that supports diversity and what they stand for and what their career has been like. And they're voted by our membership, and it's a wonderful event each year that we take time to pay recognition with diversity in the cinematic arts, motion picture, and television. So it's a wonderful event, and we've been fortunate to have people like Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci, and you know, many people have gone on that has been honored before, because the award show's been going on for 20 years, so you can imagine we have honored a lot of people, and you named some of the more current ones, but we've been out in the trenches of working in the entertainment industry for years, and we certainly like to involve the community and the public and the entertainment community to be a part of our program. So we're very, very honored to have that support. And we're most honored to have you as a member, Eric, and sit on the board, and also all your time and your efforts and what you put into supporting our cause and what the organization stands for. We thank you, and we thank you for all the things that you're doing the easy way as well.
I do what I can, Jarvie. I appreciate it. In fact, going off of that, we have a couple chatter questions on my fans page here, and I see one that has to do with me, so I'm going to go with this one first. The question is, why did you honor Eric's – I don't know if this is a hater or this is not, but it's a very unique question, so we'll get your question answered, either fan or hater. I don't know which one you are. But why did you honor Eric Julie, and what accomplishments, what gives him the right to have – and this is why I think it might be a hater. What gives him the right to have an award named after him and his brand?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I think, Eric, if they do their research and go on the website and look at your page and read your history of what you have accomplished in matter of leaps and bounds over the last 5 years, they will understand why an award is being put in your name for recognition after all the things that you have done and that you have connected with and been involved with, and how you have helped so many various charities and causes, and it couldn't have been no other way than to pay recognition and homage to you for your outstanding contributions. And this was our way of creating my ideal of creating a new award for someone that has done so much in the entertainment industry that could definitely enhance other young people to come along in terms of to motivate them and to be a part of. As right now, I'm going to be nominated. Eric doesn't know this, but if Eric's under 35, I'm nominating him for the Hollywood up-and-coming young achievers that are taking off, and they currently have submissions in it. We hope you're under 35 so we can nominate you for that, Eric.
Well, that's good news. I'm just like Shabadoo. I'm not afraid to tell my age. I'm actually 31. So all the girls out there.
Oh, well, goodness. Well, I'm going to submit you. You need to be submitted for this, because this is they do it once a year at the Hollywood Reporter, have a big party for up-and-comers under 35 that are taking into the entertainment industry. So I'm going to make sure that we submit you for that, because not only have you given to other charities, but you've given so much of your time and doing so much and bringing people on this show and making a difference in the world, not only in the entertainment but for causes
And this is why you're well-deserving very much for this, and we want to make sure that that happened. But we really want to push to get everyone out on Sunday night at the Ace Hotel, which is downtown on Broadway, 929 Broadway. And we'll be there on the second floor in their ballroom, and it's going to be a lovely evening, and we're going to have a great time, and it's going to be wonderful. It's going to be we have gift bags. It's going to be a great evening. So that's all I wanted to say. If you want tickets, I think we should let everyone know about the tickets and the price of
How do we give us our fans some free tickets? How can we give some fans the chance to do it the easy way and experience the Multicultural Motion Picture Association magic to this wonderful event coming up? Is there any way we can do like a contest or anything? Give some free tickets away.
Right. Well, we can do something. We can get someone. If you like to do a call in where that they however you like to give a pair of tickets away that could promote the. And help the organization. We would love to give away a set of tickets for this.
Perfect. I love it. So we're gonna create that, guys. So just keep tuning in to our Easy Way Broadcasting fans page, and we'll be posting a fun little way for you guys to get tickets to a really nice Emmys event. We've been at a lot of these events. They're very awesome events. So Jarvie, we're gonna go to some chatter questions, some callers. We have some block numbers. I don't even know who's calling, but we have a block number here. If you're calling from Skype. Caller, who's that? Caller, you there?
This Hello? Is Alantino Brown.
Oh, hi, Alantino. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi. I'm fine. How are you? A wonderful show with my friend Shabadu. Loved your interview. Thank you for the shout out. Also,
okay.
Another great friend of mine, Jarvie Hutchison.
Yeah.
I told you I'd see you today, Jarvie. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. How are you?
I'm fantastic and well blessed. Thank you.
Well, we're great to hear you on the Easy Show right now. Go right ahead.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, as you know, I represent the cyberbullying challenge and all these things that are happening to my friends all over the Hollywood network, and I know you have fell victim to it as well. And just want to bring a little bit of this out. Because everybody's asking, nobody knows anything, it's a shroud of secrecy. Who is in charge of the ripoff reports? And do they know the damage that they cause to professional careers in Hollywood and the heartache that comes with it as well?
Ooh, I wish I had
I really don't know because I know I've experienced that before as well. And it is really something how people... I know there's someone that even wrote something about me that couldn't even spell money and couldn't even spell half the words he was saying. So my thing, I don't give much credence to that. I've learned that people have to learn organizations and people for themselves, but something should be done about that in such a way that this is not being able to let anyone just make up something because people are actually just literally making up things and putting it on there, and that's the sad thing about the whole entire program, this particular type of internet that they're going and placing things. So I'm very much, I agree with you. It's a way of bullying and way of discouraging people, and if you give much credit to it, you'll be in trouble.
Well, Jarvie, let me chime in on this because I want to say, Jarvie, we definitely have something in common then because I got attacked by the bad, we'll call him the bad speller. That's the new bad speller attacking people on Rip Off Report. I got attacked by the bad speller too. Maybe we should compare our things, see if it's the same person.
Right.
Okay. All right, go ahead now, Tina. Do you have other questions?
Yeah. And lastly, Jarvie, did you have an experience with this so-called, I guess, character assassination or digital extortion? Have you been a victim of that as well?
Yes, I have, and I tend to have went through that challenge, but I rose above it, and I learned how to rise above it, and people know my character, and they know what I've done, and my body of work speaks for itself. So I've learned not to put much energy. I think we have to take things and not put energy into it. When we allow ourselves to let it take control, then we are allowing them to win, and I tend to give much credit to that and continue to move forward and do the positive things that I'm doing in the community and in the industry and I feel that you would know exactly what I'm talking about.
Well, absolutely, and I'm glad to have you as a member of our team, Jarvie. Thank you so much for backing up in this bully.
Easy Way Broadcasting, you know, Easy Talk Live. We want to commend you, Alatino, for what you are doing with the Cyberbullying and the Cyberwatch. It is affiliated with our Stop Tour, and that's one of the reasons we started the Stop Tour is Stop Tour helping to stop the nonsense. And this is one of the biggest pieces of nonsense and crap. I'm just going to say it in the industry, because there's a lot of individuals that I personally work with that are saints, and they help kids, they help charities, they help homeless, they help from the bottom of their heart, and they're really good people. And it sickens me, and I want to spit on these people that have the ability, these cockroaches that have the ability to go on retarded ass portals and make up anything they want to besmirch the names of these individuals trying to do amazing things. And you know, we're here to definitely pay recognition and make them a little bit more famous when they try to do that. And I think that these people are going to start backing off a little bit when they do these things. Because I guarantee you, the more and more, I mean, I'm not going to go into the people that are behind us right now, but let's just say there's a lot of political figures, a lot of celebrities.
And law enforcement.
Oh, definitely law enforcement.
Yes.
These idiots out there have no clue. And my strong suggestion to the idiots out there, stop the nonsense. That's my last piece. Alatino, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate it. So we're going to get back to Jarvie.
Yeah, good seeing you and good talking with you. And I hope you can join us out on Sunday.
I will. I look forward to being there. Thank you so much for the invitation, Jarvie. Eric, once again,
right.
Thank you. And I'll
take
still
care.
Be on the line until the end. Thank you.
All right.
Awesome. All right, so Jarvie, we got a surprise for you, man. I'm going to introduce you on air. Normally we go to commercial, but this is just, we got to have some time to do this. We got my man. I've been telling everybody about it. He does a segment on the show every week called Director's Corner. His name is Nolbert Brown Jr. He's been awarded over 18 times. He's directing the African Oscars. He's the creator of the character George Jefferson on The Jeffersons, one of the top playwrights on Broadway. It goes on and on. He's doing movies and television shows, and just proud to call him a friend, a partner, a producer. Nolbert Brown Jr., you're on the air. What's going on, man? Nolbert.
Oh, whatever you want.
Nolbert Brown Jr. Hey, hello.
Yes.
There. Okay. Hey, so you're on air, brother. You missed my cool intro there, but I want to introduce you. Normally we do the intro, and so I'm just kind of switching some things up here. I want to make sure that you meet on my show. I want to make sure you meet Jarvie Hutcherson, the gentleman I told you about, the president of Multicultural Motion Picture Association, my partner in the award that we're going to be giving to you on the Emmys event I told you about. So, Jarvie, I want you to meet Nolbert Brown Jr. Nolbert Brown Jr. meets Jarvie Hutcherson.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, how's it going? Congratulations on being selected to receive the Easy Achievement Award. We're very honored. You're really following some great footsteps, but I could tell with your body of work and what I read, you and Eric have to be such dynamic people. You're very much in the right. You're a great selection this year, and we're very honored to know that you graciate and accept the honor, and we're looking forward to your being there.
Yes, it's definitely an honor just being able to be a part of the award show this year, and I thank you very much for, you know, thinking about me in this award, and it's going to definitely be a big part of what I do and what I achieve over the years and keep achieving is something.
Yes.
Like
well, I applaud you for all your efforts and even the current projects that you're working on and the things that you have brought to fruition and made it happen. In that time period, it was during a time period that things weren't as easy as it has been. We made some much more improvement, but you've really opened some doors there and done some things and had some great shows that really, really many households have watched for many years.
Yes, and I'm going to keep growing, and me and Eric is going to do a lot of different things and bring back the real deal of TV and bring back some wholesome things that the whole family can watch and look at. And it's just an honor getting an award from your foundation and your company and your, you know, production. And it's just like I said before, it's only God. And I really thank you for everything that y'all guys are doing.
Well, thank you. Well, we're very honored. I look forward to seeing you, and you keep up the good work, and I know I will be anticipating on seeing the next project take off. So keep on keeping up, and I'm glad that you also working with Eric, and I know that this relationship is going to manifest a lot of good things.
Oh, yes, it's because Eric is a very intelligent, smart actor, promoter, director, producer. He wears all the hats.
He wears many hats, but he's pretty good in every last one of them. That's for sure.
I wish you guys could see my face right now. I think it would be redder, or Cherry or me. But Jarvis, thank you so much for coming on the show. We appreciate you guys. Remember, you guys, to go to our fans page, Easy Way Broadcasting. We'll have all the information on the event coming up on August 24th, which is an Emmys week event. On behalf of the Multicultural Motion Picture Association, we'll give you the link. We'll give you all the information, how you get your tickets. And we are going to be posting a nice way of getting some free tickets. So make sure you tune into that. Jarvi, thank you so much for your time, man. I hope you can stay and listen to Nolbert's segment he does called the Director's Corner. If you can't, we understand. But thank you so much, man. We appreciate you. And, you guys, we're going to go into Nolbert's segment. This is called the Director's Corner. Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off the Rockers, take it away.
Welcome to the Director's Corner with your host, the award-winning writer, director, producer, Nolbert Brown Jr. Lights, camera, action.
Thank you for all the applause, and good morning out there to all the people, and good afternoon and good evening. I'm just coming on today. I had a busy day today, the job of a director, just moving around and working, but it's always a pleasure to come on Director's Corner. And today, Director's Corner is like not no other Director's Corner. It's just like all the Director's Corner, giving you the information that you should know about Hollywood, about New York, about Broadway, and about all the things that's going on in the great world of entertainment. I thank everybody for nominating me for another award. I love it. I think that what they're doing is very awesome. I'm so glad to meet the gentleman today, and I can't wait to work with them in the future. I just wanted to just let everybody know that we have so many things going up. I have not talked about my new movie that with me and Eric and all the rest of us is about to do, The Easy Way Broadcasting, and it's called The Jersey 4. The Jersey 4 is an awesome movie. It's about four basketball players in New Jersey in 1998 that their careers were stopped from profiling. And profiling is when they stop you from being a different color, stop you from being in a car that they think is not yours. So The Jersey 4 is a movie that all young people, all old people, everybody should know about. And like I said before, it's about four basketball players on their way to fame in 1998, and it was all stopped on the Jersey Turnpike, where the state troopers stopped their truck, shot the truck up, and shot all three kids, but all of them survived. And this movie will tell you what happened afterwards. And Al Sharpton is going to play himself in the movie. So we're going to get that. That's going to be something awesome to see, that Al Sharpton plays itself. And we don't know who's going to play Johnny Cochran yet, but this is a movie that you got to see. It's a must-see. 2015, The Jersey 4 will be wrote, and it will be written, and it will be directed by me, Nolbert Brown Jr. Also, Easy will be in there as one of the producers. This movie is going to make history. You think 12 Years Slave was good. You think The Butler was good. Watch when you get a grip of The Jersey 4. We are here to make a difference for 2014 going into 2015. And if Easy Way Productions, Easy Way broadcasting can't do it, nobody can. This is big time stuff that we do here every week. This is big time stuff with Easy does all over LA, all over the world. So I want everyone to be a part of this. So if you got resumes, if you got bios, if you got pictures, headshots, all this, make sure that you go to Easy Way Broadcasting and send all of your information so you can be a part of history. It's about to be a part of history with the Jersey 4. If you want to be it, if you never got your break in entertainment, you never got your break in acting, you never got your break in basketball, well, this is your opportunity to get your breaks that you've been waiting for. Easy can get you where you want to go. So be a part of the Easy Way. Be a part of Easy Way Broadcasting. Now, also, you know we're doing, of course, the African Oscars. And that's going to be a big thing, and Easy is a big part of that. He's a part of everything that goes on in L.A. and around the world. And that's why me and him is partners on a lot of things, because I can see his vision. And if you can't see the vision, how can you make it in Hollywood? So let's be a part of this. Let's be a big part of this, because I think that by doing the things that Easy do, by joining up with all the friends and all of the people that he have in his corner, it's opportunities right there knocking at. Every day I'll be out in New York City. It's not opportunities like that in New York, but it is opportunities because of the Easy Way in L.A. Director's Corner. What director's
corner? See you next week on Director's Corner.
Hey,
that's a wrap, everybody.
Thank you, Aretha. Hey, Norbert, I just wanted to make sure I talked to you before you went. You know about the whole the whole new ALS ice bucket challenge, right? You know,
okay.
Do you know about that or no?
No, tell me about that.
Well, right now it's I think it's over 16 million people are basically throwing a bucket of cold water and ice over their head for an amazing cause. The celebrities doing it. There's general public, and what it is you throw a bucket of ice over your head and then you challenge somebody. So I'm just letting everybody out there know, all my fans, I got some people, I got some targets. You know, I got my man Najee, the Tez, the Blue Ranger, and the Power Rangers. We gotta get Shane Sparks. We gotta get Nobert Brown. We gotta make sure Nobert Brown does it. Maybe even Pamela Hasselhoff, Robert Richard, Quentin Aaron. I mean, if you've seen them on my show, believe me, y'all, I'm going to challenge them, and you are going to see your boy Easy. I'm going to be doing it. I don't want to. It looks very cold, but it's for a great cause. We're going to be throwing a bucket of ice over my head. I may have my angels do it, and I'm calling out every celebrity that I know for this amazing cause, and the Stop Tour supports it 100%. So now you know, Norbert, you might have to throw a bucket of ice over your head, and it's cold. And you're out there in New York, so I know it's cold too. So no, that's gonna be fun.
Yes.
You're turned to a giant ice cube. We got that'll go viral. That'll go even more viral than this already is. All right, so Norbert, thank you so much for doing your segment. We appreciate you, man. We're gonna go ahead and grab some callers, give them their chance to say their piece. We got 10 minutes left in the show, guys. We appreciate everybody. I hope you're enjoying the show. And we rock this every Thursday, 10:30 a.m. And you never know, I just might have to take it again and again. And I might have to talk about my friend Norbert. He is my friend. And we got to get all the dividends. When it comes to these people that have to be real, you have to seal your fate and hand out hate. When it comes to all these things we're doing, it's so great. Easy Talk Live, I love it. Yes, I rap a little bit. So every now and then it pops out. Sorry, I just can't control myself. So guys, we're going to grab some callers. We're going to grab some callers. Don't know who's calling, but we're going to grab some callers here. We got a 510 area code. 510 area code 6274 at the end. You are on Easy Talk Live. What is your name and where is 510? Where are you calling from? Caller, hello? Last chance, 510 area code 6274. If you got your phone on mute, take your phone on mute and talk to us. Or are you just trying to listen to the show? Hello, caller? Okay, and we're going to go ahead and grab a caller, 815-8385. 815-8385. You're on air. Are you there?
Yes.
Hey, caller, how you doing? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Janet, and I'm calling from Illinois.
Janet from Illinois. All right, cool. Are you enjoying the show, Janet?
Yes, I do. I love this show. It's making me interested. I really want to join your show.
Oh, cool. Well, you're welcome to subscribe, and our fans page is Easy Way Broadcasting. And so do you have any questions for myself or Norbert Brown, or are you just listening?
Well, I do have a question.
Well, we love questions. Go ahead.
How do you do, what do you think about your job? Do you like it? Is it easy to, do acting and do the same time your show?
Oh, but that's a question for me. So your question is, how do I like my job, and is it easy to do what I do and then at the same time do my show?
Yes.
Well, to answer your question, I love my job. I love the fact that God gave me the ability to help others. We have a lot of fun doing what we do. And as far as doing the show at the same time of doing the marketing and what we do, it's difficult. But I have to give a great big shout out to my wonderful Easy Way team, because we have an amazing team to allow us to be able to do what we do. And we're glad that all the fans out there are enjoying it.
That's good. And God bless you.
Well, thank you so much, Janet. God bless you, too. I'm going to go ahead and grab another caller here, but I hope you're enjoying the show, and I hope you tune in next week. We really appreciate you. Rock on. Yeah, Janet. Thank you. Okay, guys, we're going to grab another caller here. We're going to try 510 one more time. 510, you there? 510 area code. 510 area code 7744. Hello? Caller, you there? We got 2 510 numbers and nobody's talking to me. I love 510. Is there any 510s there? Hello? 510. Anybody there? No? Okay. I tried. 510-6274, 510-7744. Okay, well, maybe we're having some technical fan difficulties. But, Norbert, we're going to have a blast, man. I'm looking forward to honoring you, okay?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to, so can you tell us some of the people you might, maybe behind the scenes, I won't tell anybody, but maybe tell us who you might invite down to the Emmys event?
Al Green. Al Green is a legendary R&B and gospel singer. Of course, Cindy Pontier. There's just so many that we're going to bring on there. Miguel Nunez, just so many people that's friends of mine. Chris Tucker. Just so many different people I'm going to bring in and let them share the joy with me and just enjoy that day with you and everybody that made this thing happen. And, I'm just honored to be a part of it.
Awesome. And, hey, Chris Tucker, we actually ran a marathon with him for kids with cancer with Brady Cares International. It'd be great to see him. And what about Les? What about Les from Transformers? You going to bring him?
Oh, yeah, of course. Lester. Lester Spates from the movie Norbert, Phoenix Rose, so many different people that we can bring on here and let them come and sit in the audience and enjoy the fun and enjoy all the things that's going on. I'm looking forward to it.
Definitely, man. Obviously, you're going to please make sure you tell your fans, because it does cost a lot of money when you do big hotel events like this and big, this is a pretty established event. So we want to make sure we support Mr. Jarvie and get him some ticket sales and make sure everybody, understands that they're going to get great, amazing networking. And so where do people go if you guys want tickets to the event that Norbert's going to be honored? And I'll be honoring Norbert with the Easy Way Achievement Award on behalf of the Multicultural Motion Picture Association, which is also backed and supported by the city and county of Los Angeles. The council members of Los Angeles, even the mayor sometimes, signs off on these awards. So these are official awards. You guys can go to our fans page, Easy Way Broadcasting, letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Broadcasting, for any questions you might have for Norbert, for myself, for Jarvie, for Shabadoo, or anybody you ever hear on our show. And remember, guys, we also do this live. And we're about to put a whole new piece to this. We're about to put Skype and Google Hangouts so you can actually come in live with us and talk directly to Hollywood at the Easy Show. And pretty soon, guys, we have easywaybroadcasting.com. You'll be able to go to the live feed on everything we do. We got networks coming out. We got the new the Easy Way Broadcasting tablet coming out. We got events galore. The calendar is on my application. Eric Zuli app. Everything that we do the easy way is there, and the tablets are going to be very affordable, and it's going to show you guys how to network. And everybody comes to me all the time and asks me, like, you know, what's some ideas and some advice on how to network and how to be successful and things like that. Well, that's why we're creating these products and this merchandise for you guys. You know, download the app. I'm going to start posting little tips and tricks on Twitter, and just keep following, guys. We're here for you. So remember, this is going to be an amazing event. If you want to come hang out with me, I'm going to be there. Novert's going to be there. Shabadoo hopefully is going to be there. Jarvis is going to be there. You heard all the people that Novert's going to bring. I'm going to try to bring Aretha Gray out, or Quentin Aaron, Najee DeTez from the Power Rangers, Shane Sparks, Robert Richard, Wesley Jonathan. I mean, I'm going on of friends that I know as well. So, this is not for sure. Okay, this is not for sure, but I'm going to go ahead and say this is a possibility. Okay, there's an organization that we worked with, and I actually talked to the founder of this organization, and it's called Kids on the Porch. It's a big time organization, and they do actually. Norbert, you got to meet these guys. They actually do a web series with kids about bullying, and so it's kind of like an education. Yes, an educational web series. It's amazing. And so since we're such advocates of anti-bullying, I had a great conversation with her, and she said that she's going to try. This is not official in any way, but she's going to try to bring R.J. Mitty out, which was one of the stars of Breaking Bad, which is up right now. That show is up for 13 Emmys right now. 13 Emmys. So it's going to be a fun night. Don't miss it, guys. Hit us up on the fans page. Norbert, you're the man. We appreciate you, brother. Any last closing things you have for any of our fans? Any advice? Any success advice?
Keep going. Just keep going with your dreams. Keep your dreams going. Never stop. And never say never. And you can be on top.
Are you, like, rhyming for us now? Never stop. Just keep going. And you can be on top. Because you know what? If you don't listen to us, you might flop. And you know what? Oh, my God, here comes a cop. No, okay. I love it, Norbert. You're the man. I appreciate it. Norbert Brown Jr., everybody, make sure you tune in. If you can't go to the event live, we're also going to be posting on the fans page, on the Instagram, on the Twitter, all the fun pictures. And here's another thing we're going to start doing, guys. We're going to start looking for your tweets, looking for your posts, and we're going to try to start getting celebrities to talk to you if you see you tweet us and things like that. So a couple new things we're rolling out, guys, so do not miss it. This is Easy Talk Live every Thursday, 10:30 a.m. We do it the easy way, and I hope you guys enjoy the show. We'll catch you guys next week. Tell a friend. Go ahead and tweet. Press the share button. Press the like button. It won't bite you. It's okay. Okay, catch you next week. Bye.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening. Something like that.